Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Malia Cromer of Goucher, where she's in charge of polling and teaching kids about political science. Malia, I'm hoping you'll talk to us a little bit today, actually, about an op-ed piece you wrote recently about the problem of hanging on to millennials and other young people who love Baltimore, and then they get to a point where they feel like they have to leave for a series of reasons. Fill us in again on that, if you would. I think a lot of people are aware of it, but go ahead.
Sure. So when my husband and I moved to the city in 2012, we were really confronted with this very weird narrative that everybody loved the city and they loved Baltimore, but they were certainly leaving as soon as their kids reached a certain age, which was school age. And I thought this was really strange, and I looked into the numbers, and lo and behold, that's exactly what's really parsed out with the data, that people come, and we really have the attraction part down here in Baltimore, but as soon as you're hitting 25 through 44, you're leaving, and a lot of times you're leaving right outside the city, so you're taking your job and your tax dollars right in the surrounding Baltimore and Anne Arundel counties.
Well, as I said before, people are vaguely aware of this, or maybe directly aware of this dynamic. But it certainly is something that some 29 people who want to be mayor of Baltimore right now should be thinking about.
Sure, and I think this was the big push from the current administration, that Stephanie Rawlins Blake wanted to bring 10,000 new families to the city. And I think along with discussions about other tax burdens and generating more income opportunity for all Baltimoreans, there still should be some conversations about how we attract people, new residents to the city, and how we maintain those residents.
No question about it. I mean, when you look at where the tax money comes to support the city, It tends to come from that group of people. I mean, some people can't pay a lot of their taxes. Some pay some of them, and some pay none. And then a lot of the burden falls on another group of people. And I think that a lot of them are the people you're talking about.
Sure. And I think that in general, Baltimore City voters really are throwing their weight behind. They're really supportive of a large kind of slate of ideas. They love hearing about after-school programs and community centers and public health initiatives, all these different things. They want to see everybody in Baltimore do better. But I think it is really important, just along with these other conversations, that we do talk about how do we keep the young people who are moving into the city. And these are kids I confront every single day at Goucher College. They're wonderful. They move into the city after graduation, and they stay. And I can tell you one thing, they're probably great neighbors. They're really nice kids. And you want to maintain that. We want to keep them there so when they're 25 to 44 and they're ready to plant roots, they plant them right here in Baltimore City.
Malia, we know some of these things that need to be done, but we also know the city is broke. So how do we address these things?
There's obviously the larger systemic problems facing the city, and those types of things will not be fixed overnight. They won't be fixed by a little influx of tax dollars. But it is nice if you could have a little bit of increased tax dollars to build things like parks and green spaces and perhaps community centers to give kids someplace to go after school. So these small fixes really can make a big difference.
We can't do nothing, but if we get the conversation going, that will really help. Malia, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Fraser.
For Malia Cromer, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.